Hey guys, it's me. So, I'm going to try my new ice maker. I'm very nervous because a lot of you know what's already happened. If you don't, you can figure it out. It's a long story. I don't want to go there. So anyways, now, long story short, I've got an igloo ice maker. It's like one of those, it's a, supposed to be a Walmart brand, I think, but I got it at Shopko. It's a lot skinnier. It looks nice, so hopefully this will work pretty good. I am nervous, like I said, but, let's give it a whirl. Sorry I did not do video, but my iPhone, I can't do iPhone video very well, so we're just gonna do audio. So it's been 2 hours. You have to never tip the thing over, and you have to let it sit for like 2 hours before you can use it. For something to do with the Freon or something, I don't know. Anyway, I've had the water on for a couple minutes, so it's like really, really cold water, which is awesome. And there's like a line that I can feel that I fill it to. Hopefully you can hear me okay, because I've got the water on, and my phone doesn't have a lot of percentage right now, so hopefully this will last. So I'm pouring the water into this, reservoir thing, and then I'm gonna put the bucket in, and according to my mom, it's already set for small cubes. This one can do small cubes and large cubes, so we're gonna try the small cubes, because that's probably what I would want the most of. Wow, it doesn't hold that much. Mom and Dad said about a gallon, and so did the other thing, but the fill line's coming. I've put 2 cups in, although water can make more ice than you think. Okay, I've got 3 cups in. Maybe one more, we're going to be about at the line, it looks like, already. So, this is my 4th cup. Water, 4 cups in. Yeah, that's pretty much to the line. So we're going to go with 4 cups. Oops, sorry. I was setting my glass on the counter, and that was my glass hitting the pizza maker. Or pizza cutter, actually. Not maker. I have a pizza cutter on my counter right now. Okay, so now I've got this bucket on here. Oh. So the fill line goes right underneath the bucket, I see. Okay. The bucket's not going. Okay, there we go. Okay, I'm so scared to turn it on, guys. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Nothing's happening. Oh, shit. Excuse my language, I mean shoot. Plugging it in would help, right? I guess you can't really use something without plugging it in. I guess I've never heard of portable electricity. And not in this case. Anyways. Awkward. Super awkward. I like went to push the on button and I was like, that's weird. Nothing's happening. Whoa. If I get shocked, I'm going to be so pissed. Because this thing shocked the crud out of me yesterday. And it hurt. Did not feel good. Can totally tell you that much. It hurt. Plugged in, baby doll. Now we're going to push on. 3, 2, 1. Oh, it's something's happening. It made a click noise. Water's filling. Oh, it's gonna work, guys. I hear water. I hear it's doing some again. I hear water. I hear water. I hear it filling with water. There's like rods in the back that fill it with water. And then somehow the rods have refrigerant in them. So it freezes like right away. And then after it freezes, the water, it makes ice, and then somehow the water makes the ice fall off the rods and drop into the bucket. I hear water going in. I don't know if you can hear that or not. It's supposed to take about 3 minutes to start making ice, it says. Is what my mom said. My mom read the directions. Oh! Something's happening. It's like vibrating. Oh my gosh. Now it sounds like a mini fridge, kind of. Sounds like a freezer type of thing. It stopped. I think the water's full. It's the thing stopped pouring water. Now I don't hear anything except, like, a running noise that kind of sounds like a freezer or, like, a little mini fridge, maybe. Kind of has, like, the same motor sound as, like, a refrigerator would right now. It's not doing anything. I'm assuming it's doing something inside. It's probably freezing the cubes or something somehow. Because I hear the... and there's a little window on the top, if you can see. Oh, it's doing something. Now there's a fan on the side that's running. There's like a little fan. And there's air. Air is coming out of this fan on the side of the maker. There's air coming out. I haven't seen the ice yet, but it's doing something because the fan's going. I'm still scared, but I think it's working. It's doing something. I can hear the fan now, so we're just waiting to see what it does. Hopefully pretty quick here we'll hear ice form. I put really cold water in here, so hopefully we'll get a good response. The fan is going. I don't hear ice yet dropping yet, but it's doing something. I can hear the fan. Oh, the fan just stopped. Oh, I heard a something. Like a little motor thing. But the fan stopped, but it still sounds like a refrigerator. And I can hear something inside. Something's running. It's doing something inside. I'm not messing with it or anything because I don't want to break it. It's just letting it do its thing, I think. You have to be kind of patient. Oh, the fan's going again. I hear the fan. Going. Fan's running. Fan on the side. It's running again. I haven't heard any ice drop down into the bucket yet. I have a little shovel. It came with a little, like, ice scooper shovel thing that you can shovel the ice out of the bucket with so you don't have to touch it. Hopefully ice should be coming. I'll be right back.